It's that time of year, my friends, when the leaves begin to fall gently to the ground and the accelerometers run free. Yes, it is Mems and Sensors Executive Congress time. Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Yes, I'm excited to bring in Steve Wally to give us the details on this year's Mems and Sensors Executive Congress. So without further ado, let's go. Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Amelia. Good to be here.
So one of my favorite events every year is the Mems and Sensors Executive Congress. And this year's theme is Sensor Systems Enabling Autonomous Mobility. Okay, so first, let's talk about the different sessions at this year's Congress. Now, the first session is Mems and Sensors Go Mobile. So, Steve, tell me more about this one.
Well, this is shaping up to be a great session. We really kick off this conference with looking at autonomous mobility in the automotive space, which is where most people think about autonomous mobility. It's not everything that we're going to be talking about, but this is a great session where we talk about what's happening in the vehicles, cars primarily, but other vehicles as well, where we want to send all the different environmental conditions inside and outside the car. Obviously, we're interested in autonomous driving, etc. That's the key session that really gets us going. And then we move on to autonomous wearables, essentially, mobile devices taught by TDK and Bensense, where we basically look at what they've been doing over the years with wearable devices and how now they're applying that to other applications and bringing in the notion of artificial intelligence and machine learning to really give us a lot more precision and using the data that has been collected over many different applications to really drive new usages in the mobility space.
Okay, so the second session is all about voice as a new interface for autonomous mobility. So Steve, I'm really interested in this one. Tell me more about it.
Well, this is definitely one of the hot areas in Mems and Sensors today. And obviously, when you talk about autonomous mobility, you want to be talking about how do you use voice when you're in a mobile application, say. The first session is by a company called USound, where we're basically looking at how we can basically look at innovation in the speaker technology. So we want to be able to go small, we want to be able to go low power, etc., and look at devices like the Amazon Echo, where you have a fairly small form factor. You want really excellent MEMS microphones there, but you also want high-quality speakers in a small space. And they've got some interesting piezoelectric technology that helps drive that. We then have a talk by Infineon, again, really looking at speaker technology and how do we essentially get those smaller form factors and really be able to get into these mobile applications where battery power is absolutely essential. And then we have a talk from Knowles, which will be talking more about the voice interface. So how do we use precision now of MEMS microphones and get them into small form factors, really? We can speak to our watch these days and give it commands, make phone calls, etc. And that requires very high precision MEMS microphones to be able to back out all the background noise and just listen to the voice of the user as well. And some of these talks are really trying to get to the point where the human ear is replicated in a sensor. Because if you think about, if you're in a vehicle, you can tell the noise that's coming from inside the vehicle. You can discern that from the noise outside the vehicle. You can discern where that noise is coming from. And we really want to get to that particular accuracy and precision with sensing devices. So these talks will go into that type of detail. That's shaping up to be a really interesting session as well.
Absolutely. Now, the third session is all about autonomous mobility applications. So, Steve, what all does that session include?
We kick off this section with a talk by Yoel, and they're going to basically get into the state of the industry, what's actually happening in MEMS and sensors, really just look at the challenges, the opportunities, where is the industry going. So that's going to be a good level set for everybody. And then we move on to a talk by Doug Heckler from American Semiconductor, where we basically look at the technology side of things and how we need to make these devices a lot more flexible and thinner. If you're talking about fabricated components, you want to be able to make them as thin as possible so that you can combine them into flexible solutions, such as a wearable device that might wrap around my wrist or something. So we're going to focus a little bit more on the technology side of this particular session. And then we'll move into how these devices are revolutionizing the healthcare industry. So we've seen a lot of wearable devices that are great for measuring your, you know, step count, maybe monitoring your heart, maybe checking your sleep analysis. But we really want to get into more useful applications now that can measure our vital signs, you know, blood pressure, maybe even blood glucose, etc. And that's going to require a lot more accuracy in the sensors, and also combining the sensors with a lot of artificial intelligence, signal processing, and machine learning to really look for the patterns in the data we're collecting over a period of time. And then we move into sensors in food and agriculture. This is going to be a huge market, if not, you know, this year, then certainly in the next few years. We're basically using sensors now in the soil, on the farm, all the way through plants, etc., growing to livestock on the farm, all the way through transportation to retail food chains, restaurants, and the food on our table. And how do we monitor that from a sensor point of view to provide a lot more data and value to the entire supply chain? So that's going to be looking at a whole range of new sensors that are coming in that space. And then we have a session on environmental sensing. So being able to monitor not only, you know, particular air quality, but how do you monitor air quality in a vehicle? If you think about an autonomous taxi, say, different people are going to be getting in and out of that taxi, and it's going to be self-driving. Well, how do you check the air quality in there to make sure everything's okay and the vehicle is clean, nobody left a mess or whatever, nobody left their lunch? Interesting use cases that we probably never thought about before of just measuring different things in the air, you know, using sensors and actuators to take action on them. Finish off with an interesting talk by Chirp Microsystems. This is a company that was basically a startup out of Berkeley that got acquired by TDK recently. This speaker is going to talk about what it was like to, you know, go from a university environment to a startup phase to actually getting acquired by a bigger company, and, you know, what were the issues and challenges, opportunities that arose during that transition.
So, Steve, I always look forward to the technology showcase at the MEMS and Sensors Executive Congress. So tell me, what kind of exciting entrants will be showing this year?
Well, I totally agree with you, Amelia. This is one of my favorite sessions, the MEMS and Sensor Executive Congress. It's an ideal opportunity for startups, research institutes, universities, even big companies to come and basically do a product pitch, almost free of charge, essentially. They're able to get up there and talk about their products and what they've done, even more so than somebody just giving a general session talk. So this is a great opportunity where we get to see novel and innovative new devices. So we have a big company kicking this off with NXP Semiconductors, and they're going to talk about asset tracking and motion sensors. So using their sensors in a transportation type environment. So you may want to be measuring pressure or temperature in a container. You maybe want to be just tracking the location of particular devices as they go from A to B, and obviously doing that all autonomously and wirelessly with low power, etc. So that's becoming a very valuable type of sensing device these days. We then move on to N5 sensors, where they're basically using their sensors in wearable devices and smart devices, moving more into the chemical sensing phase, where they want to be looking at, you know, different gases, volatile organic compounds, etc., methane, and human presence, to name just a few. A new wave of sensors. We've traditionally seen a lot of motion sensors at the Executive Congress and inertial sensors. This is starting to look at the new wave of sensors now that are coming in medical, environmental, and biosensing type applications. We've then got a really interesting startup called Scorched Ice, and they're going to be talking about their smart skate. So this is essentially for ice skating professional sport people, where they want to basically be able to measure their skating technique or their performance. How are they doing? For ice skaters or for hockey players, as an example, that's one of their primary focus areas as they get going on this. So that's going to be an interesting one to see how they're doing that and to see some of the data that they've already collected. And is it really improving the hockey player's performance and technique, etc.? And then we have a talk by a company called SportFit, which is all about the impact of wearables in our lives. And what they've focused on with their tech showcase device in this instance is basically using that device to look at medical conditions. They had a lot of focus on concussion, so using motion sensors to see the impact of hits in a sports game, you know, to the head or elsewhere, maybe using that with other devices that the athlete could be wearing, like a sweat sensor, etc., to basically measure stress levels and things like that. So basically being able to build up a greater picture of what's going on with a sports athlete as they go through practice or even go through the real game. So those are just a few. We'll probably have another couple of entrants into the tech showcase. We always like to, you know, jam-pack it with as many devices as we can. And then obviously the audience gets to vote on what they think was the most interesting device and talk. We award the winner a nice prize at the end of the conference.
Excellent. I love it. Okay, Steve, so if my audience is interested in attending this year's Congress, where should they go for more information?
Well, obviously, we keep the website up to date as much as we can with any interesting add-ons and changes we're making. And I Google MSEC 2018 Napa. The event is obviously in Napa Valley in California. If you Google that, you'll find it. The more formal way is to go to semi.org and you'll see a drop-down menu for events. You'll find it under there as well. It's at the end of October, October 28th through the 30th. Just sign up on the subscription list as well on the semi.org website, and you'll get regular updates on what's going on for this event and for other events too.
Very cool. All right, Steve, that is all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'm super excited about this year's Congress.
Thanks, Amelia. Good to talk to you as well.
All right, it's time for a little Kickstarter corner, my friends. Let me introduce you to Logic Ink, a programmable temporary tattoo that looks cool and can give you real-time information about your body and your environment. Okay, so this is how it works. This programmable tattoo is actually created by overlapping ink composites that create a tattoo sensor display. These types of colorimeter assays can be programmed to be signaled on or off, depending on different environmental or chemical interactions. Now, Logic Ink actually already has a successful Kickstarter campaign on the books. Their first campaign, called Logic Ink UV, which is in production right now, measured UV exposure at a specific moment, as well as over the course of a day. The tattoo itself is a circle that is pink at the beginning of the day and moves to purple as the UV exposure increases. All right, sign me up. But this team at Logic Ink isn't stopping at UV. Oh no, they currently are working on three other programmable tattoos to measure the amount of alcohol in your system, the amount of pollution in the air, and even the amount of high-energy visible light, which can be just as damaging to the skin as UVA or UVB radiation combined. And why the Kickstarter campaign? Well, as you can probably imagine, it is not very easy to make these kinds of tattoo-like displays where the user interface is not programmed with electronics, but with chemistry and biology. And also depends on a specific sensor and the person, and there's a slew of different issues to deal with. Signal amplification, inter-subject variability, and more. So, let's give these guys a boost. All right, so here's the fine print. For $14, that's like 3.5 lattes or so, you can get 2 UV tattoos. For $45, you can get 10 UV tattoos. And for $79, I think this one's the coolest, you can be part of Logic Ink's next sensor. You'll get to weigh in on what product they bring to market next and be among the first to try it once it's released. All right, sign me up for that one. So the time frame for this campaign is ending soon, but I have a feeling this won't be the last we hear from Logic Inc. And of course, if you want more information, you can check out the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, guys, our Twitter feed from last week's Maker Faire? Super cool. And also, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, shoot, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super cool videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, hosted by yours truly. And also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can check out our Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, oh yes, I'll see you at that MEMS Executive Congress, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city. I love that stuff. Shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 28th, 2018, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.